Okay, great. All right, this is David Corus. I'm going to call the Finance Committee meeting to order. It's 10:32. Apologize if there's any background noise on my end. We have, in addition to myself in attendance, we've got Don Frost, John Johnson, Parker Wise, John Flores. Any other board members on the call? Okay. Andrew, if you could just help me with the, call up the agenda items.
Sure. Item number two will be the approval of minutes of the May 18th Finance Committee meeting. Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion for approval.
I'll second this.
Great. Second by Don. Is there any discussion or comments?
Yeah, this is John Flores. I think it was the approval of the April 20th minutes, not the May 18th. No, I'm sorry. I'm misspeaking. It is the May 18th. My only point is I would like in the future perhaps more detail in the agenda items that are listed as the minutes, just so that there's somebody looking at this 2 years from now has something. I know there's a reference to the audio recording, but I think it would just be good form if there was a little more information. Not a lot, but just something there, as opposed to it looking like an agenda.
I don't understand.
I think John's just requesting, like, on some things, like where where it's listed that, you know, there was a finance report, to then just say something like, you know, the report was delivered, or just make clear that the action took place or the discussion took place.
Within the minutes itself, not the agenda.
Right. Within the minutes itself, it just looks.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. I follow. No problem.
So, Andrew, we should be able to do that going forward, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, great. Any other comments or changes? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, Andrew, what's next on the agenda?
Next is public comment. And there are...
Anyone on the public?
No, no one on the line.
Okay. What's next?
Next is the financial update.
And Jim Peterson, our interim controller, is going to provide that update.
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to take us on a verbal walk through our May financial statements. Year-to-date revenue at May end is $785,000, which is up $40,000 compared to the previous month. That's all from the legislature through DOT. On operating expenses, year-to-date salaries and related expenses are $539,000, up $57,000 from the previous month, which is all salaries, payroll taxes, and related costs. Contractual services of $245,000 is up $125,000 compared to the previous month, consisting primarily of $120,000 HDA legal permitting services, $2,000 regular legal services, and $3,000 security services at State Pier. Marketing and business development costs of $295 remain unchanged. Total admin and general expenses of $191,000 are up $14,000, consisting primarily of $12,750 for general liability insurance and utility costs of $1,000 at the New London warehouse. Other expenses of $76,500 remain unchanged. May 31st year-to-date position is a deficit of $267,000 which increased by $156,000 from the prior month, and a macro level review. Prior month deficit was a negative $110,000. We received $40,000 in revenue, paid salaries of $57,100, legal permitting services for HDA of $120,000, general administrative costs of approximately $19,000, resulting in a year-to-date May month-end deficit position of $267,473. Does anybody have any questions?
On the legal side, are those bills all paid? Do we know, John?
So the permitting legal services bills have not been paid yet, but we are carrying them on an accrual basis, so therefore they're working in financials.
Okay.
This is Parker. I'm wondering why the liability insurance was so much more expensive than originally budgeted.
John, can you talk to that?
Yeah, it's just the increased costs at State Pier for additional insurances we're carrying there.
Okay. So the scope increased?
Yes, the scope increase. We also added some coverage, including cyber coverage.
Very timely.
Thank you.
Okay, and the fiscal year, you want me to read through the fiscal year budget presentation, or just
we have a couple other items to go through first.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions or comments on the current situation as we approach year end? Okay. Andrew, what's next on the budget, on the agenda, rather?
Next would be the OPM update, but obviously Jeff has not joined us.
Okay. What's
up? So I anticipate Jeff will provide one during the regular board meeting. I did speak to him yesterday evening.
Yeah.
And next is the FY22 budget recommendation.
Okay.
I'll read the budget, or... Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. Year end 2022. DOT operating administration revenue is expected to be $400,000. Leased rent from NEO is expected to be $1,025,000. We anticipate a payment from Gateway of $78,030, which will be forwarded to New London. And we anticipate $66,200 from pilot, as a percentage of the pilot revenue. Interest income from our investment in the short-term investment fund is anticipated to be $2,000. Total revenue is anticipated to be $1,796,230. Salaries and related expenses. Salaries, $452,642. Payroll taxes, $30,251. Fringe benefits, $359,851. Short-term disability and life insurance, $2,239. Total salaries, related expenses, $844,983. Under contractual services, operations and maintenance, $25,000, primarily to NOAA. The audit fee is anticipated to be $29,500. Communications and outreach, from Quinn and Harry is $50,000. We anticipate a more robust website as we move forward. Contractual services of $150,000 covering financial consultants, IT, and our copier costs. Legal services, for general operations only is anticipated to be $100,000. Subtotal contracted services, $354,500. This year we'll have a more robust marketing activity. Marketing business development costs are anticipated to be $65,000, advertising $7,005, meals $250, lodging $3,500, travel $1,500, total marketing and business development costs $77,750. Under administrative and general expenses, dues and memberships are budgeted for $20,000. Travel and lodging, separate from marketing, travel and lodging is anticipated to be $1,800. Vehicle expense $1,500. Board member travel reimbursement $12,500. General operations miscellaneous is $1,000. Office supplies $8,000. Office maintenance, $18,000. Rent for the old Saybrook office, $34,200. Telephone and internet costs, $5,500. Utility expense for the State Pier in New London, $5,800. Water, sewer, fire, storm water, etc. for New London is $65,000. General liability insurance, $115,000. Motor vehicle insurance $4,500 with a total for administration and general expenses $292,800. We have other expenses. We have scheduled a $50,000 for a contingency, depreciation expense of $9,000, development period payment, impact fee for New London, $78,030, which we previously mentioned is in our revenue. A revenue share expense of $50,000, which will be basically sharing our revenue on a percentage basis with the City of New London, but they are guaranteed to a minimum of $50,000 for that fiscal year. Total other expenses, $187,030. Total overall expenses, $1,757,063, resulting in a final position of positive $39,167. Does anybody have any questions?
Yes, this is John Flores. On the legal services, we're only budgeting $100,000, but for previous years we were significantly more, and I realize a lot of startup issues. Are we confident that we're going to be at that range versus the other years?
My understanding is that... Oh, sorry, John.
I was just going to say, for legal operating expenses, we're projected through the end of the year to spend $40,622 this year. Now, the additional legal expenses are those permitting costs. I'm still in discussions with David about whether they're going to come out of our operating budget or the project, but those will not be recurring costs. So we do currently have we'll carry legal expenses into the fiscal year 22 because of briefs that need to be filed by July 2nd and also oral arguments that need to be made on July 14th. But I don't anticipate we'll have permitting legal expenses beyond those costs in fiscal 22.
Okay. Yeah, I think the long story short is over the last year, controlling operational legal costs has been a huge focus of John's and mine and Andrew's and the team. And I think based on this year's projection of a year-end, cost under $50,000. We're pretty confident that we've brought that for future years, well below where we were in years past.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Okay. Nothing on the budget from anyone? Great.
Do we need to vote our approval of the proposed budget?
You know, that's a good question. I guess, I mean, we could certainly take action at the committee, and it would be voting to recommend it to the full board. But I think that would certainly be a, you know, welcome from our colleagues to acknowledge that it's been vetted at this level and passed on approvingly. So I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion, David, to that we approve the recommended budget for fiscal year 2022 as presented.
Okay, is there a second?
Second, Parker.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of recommending it for approval by the full board?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Great. Okay, Andrew, what's next on the agenda?
Next item is old business.
Okay, is there any old business that anyone would like to bring up at this time? Okay, hearing none, is there any new business? Okay, anything else on the finance agenda?
Not at this time.
Great, all right. We will reconvene at noon, and congratulations on a brief meeting, everyone.
Lovely.
I guess I should. I'll take a motion to adjourn, just to
be. Yeah, some old John.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it, Donnie.
Okay, meeting is adjourned at 10:49. Talk to you all in an hour.
Awesome.
Okay.
Bye.